Last week we were expounding from Matthew chapter 11 and verse 12.
上一个星期我哋系查考神嘅话语喺马太福音第十一章第十二节嗰度。
And we saw that the kingdom of God was coming with power.
我哋系睇到神嘅国系以大能嘅姿势嚟到我哋嘅当中。
We saw also that there is the other part of the verse which we did not yet expound.
我哋亦都系睇到喺另外嘅一节，我哋系冇查考到嘅。
That because the kingdom of God came with great power, the people responded vigorously.
因为神嘅国系以大能嘅姿势嚟到我哋嘅当中，所以每一个人都系有一个激烈嘅反应。
But some respond favorably, and some respond antagonistically. That is against it.
有啲人嘅反应就喺好嗰一方面有反应，有另外一啲人就喺坏嘅方面作反应。
There is a totally different response.
在这件事上面我们看到是有两方面不同的反应。
But today we need still to go further into this question about taking up the cross.
今天我们要继续看神的话语，就是看这个背起十字架究竟是一个什么意思。
And what it means in our daily life.
在这件事上面对于我们日常生活也是有什么的关系。
But first I have to make an apology.
但是首先我要向你们每一个人道歉。
Because I gave you the wrong reference last week.
因为上一个星期我是给错了你另外的一段经文。
I had the two references side by side and I gave you the wrong one instead.
因为上个星期我是写低了两段经文给你们，但是我是给错了你们的其中一段。
I had said Luke 16:16, actually it was Luke 14:27.
我跟你们讲，就是上一次我跟你们讲错的那段经文，就是路加福音第十六章第十六节，其实就是在路加福音第十四章第二十七节那里。
Now this is what Luke 14:27 says.
在路加福音第十四章第二十七节，圣经是这样记载。
The Lord Jesus says, whoever does not bear his own cross and come after me cannot be my disciple.
主耶稣基督在路加福音第十四章第二十七节那里是这样讲到，他说凡不背着自己十字架跟随我的，也不能作我的门徒。
The Lord Jesus said that unless you do this, you cannot be his disciple.
所以主耶稣基督对我们说，我们除非是这样做的话，否则我们不能够成为他的门徒。
That is to say, you cannot be a Christian.
这个意思就是说，我们不能够做这个基督徒的本分。
Unless you do this.
除非你是做到这一点。
That means also to say that you cannot be saved unless you follow him.
这个意思也是你不能够得救，除非你跟随他。
Now if anybody tells you anything different, then they are saying something different from what the Lord Jesus is saying.
如果有人跟你讲其他另外的东西的话，我可以跟你讲，那个人所讲的东西并不是主耶稣基督所讲的东西。
But I am struck by the fact that people are so good at getting out of the Lord's teaching.
但是我有一样事情我感觉到相当惊奇的，就是很多人将主耶稣基督的教讲主耶稣基督的教训的时候是离题。
They want to reduce the meaning of this that really in the end there is no particular demand, no particular calling there at all.
他们将主耶稣基督的教训是改变得这么紧要，改变到最后的时候竟然间里面完全一点内容都没有。
For example, you may think, well, Jesus says, take up your cross and follow me. That may mean that we should die for Jesus.
当主耶稣基督对我们说我们要背起个十字架跟随他的意思的时候，是不是说我们要为他死呢？
But then since I don't have to die for Jesus right now, so it doesn't really affect me at all, this teaching.
但你就会说，哦，我现在不用为主耶稣基督死啊，那这一段这样的经文对我有什么关系呢？
Or else somebody may say, well, this really means suffering for Christ, so it may be true for the brothers and sisters in China, but it really doesn't affect me.
也都有些人可以说，这个意思实际是为主耶稣基督而受苦，那你想想，哇，或者只是中国大陆的弟兄姊妹才有这个这样的境况。
So long as I can say in my heart, I am willing to die for Jesus, I am willing to suffer even if I never suffer, then it's good enough, I am still a disciple.
你会不会在这个 心里面说、哦、我可以为主耶稣基督做任何的事情，为他作任何的 苦头，但是因为我现在没有苦头，所以对于我来讲这段经文是完全无关重要。
Or somebody may say, well, this demand is too high, so because it cannot be met, so it can't apply to me anyway.
所以有些人或者会说、啊、这个要求对于我来讲实在太高了，我高攀不到，所以对于我也都是全无用处。
Or maybe Jesus didn't really mean that. He meant something else. He didn't mean you have to take up your cross.
但係有啲人亦都會話諗啊，哇！或者主耶穌基督咁樣講，並唔係話我哋一定要孭起呢個十字架喎，或者我哋可以做其他嘅事情而做到呢一個地步。
Or somebody may say, well, take up your cross, follow me. What does he want? Do you want to carry a piece of wood on my shoulder and walk on down the street?
有啲人話背起呢個十字架係咩意思咧？係咪就咁孭起一個木頭喺條街嗰度走就算咧？
So by the time we have finished with all our particular guesswork on the meaning of this passage, we end up with nothing at all.
當我哋喺呢段經文嗰度做咗咁多嘅遐想，做咗咁多嘅推測之後，喺最後我哋咩結論都揾唔到。
Or somebody may say, well, it really means that you deny yourself and follow Jesus.
或者有啲人話你要否認自己而跟隨主耶穌基督。
And deny yourself just means, well, you be more humble.
否認自己嘅意思，好多人以為就係、是、哦。我做到謙卑嘅地步就得啦。
And so if I am every day more humble, that means that I am following Jesus.
所以好多人以為我每一日一路一路咁樣將自己謙卑，就係跟隨主耶穌基督啦。
The only problem is, what does it mean to be more humble?
但係嗰個問題就係話，你將自己繼續嘅謙卑係咩嘅意思咧？
Does it mean that instead of wearing high heel shoes, you wear lower heel shoes, then you come lower down a bit?
係咪對於嗰啲姊妹嚟講，佢唔著高踭鞋，著低踭鞋，就係話將自己謙卑咧？
Yeah, what do the boys do, you see? They have to walk barefooted and come down a bit.
咁對於嗰啲弟兄嚟講，係咪謙卑就係佢哋唔著鞋就謙卑咧？
So it turns out that in the end, after having pondered it for some time, you might say, okay, I'm willing to take up my cross, but whatever is it, either it says nothing to me, there is no demand to me, or else, if I'm going to do it, what must I do?
所以到最後，我哋好啦，諗咗咁耐啦，有啲人話好啦，咁我孭起呢個十字架係咩嘅意思咧？我孭起呢個十字架係咪話我要跟隨佢嘅意思，或者話孭起呢個十字架就係做其他嘅事情嘅意思咧
？And this is what we need to consider today.
呢一個就係今日我哋所要討論嘅題目。
For my message last week would be incomplete unless I showed from the Word of God how this message, how this Word of the Lord is to be obeyed.
除非我係繼續同你。講下神嘅另外一段經節嘅話，否則我上個星期同你所講嘅一段經節係唔得完全嘅。
But as I have said, when human beings are so expert at getting away from the commands and the teachings of the Lord.
但係我哋要知道，人類係有一個好技巧嘅方法，就係佢哋呢個方法就係點樣脱離咗神嘅話語。
On the aeroplane when I was coming over from Europe.
當我喺歐洲翻嚟嘅時候，當我喺飛機上邊嘅時候，
they were giving out newspapers for us to read。
嗰啲航空小姐就遞啲新聞報紙俾我哋每一個人睇。
And I was reading this newspaper。
當我睇緊呢張報紙嘅時候，
And there was an article about Israel。
嗰度有一段嘅新聞係有關以色列嘅新聞。
And it was discussing about the Orthodox Jewish religion in Israel。
嗰段新聞係講及喺以色列裏面嘅宗教嘅問題。
And there, how to apply the teaching of the rabbis in the modern life of Israel.
嗰段新聞嘅意思就係點樣將舊時嗰啲夫子嘅教訓而用喺今日以色列嘅社會上面。
And there was one more classic example of how they can get around the teaching.
當我睇到嗰段新聞嘅時候，我就會睇到人類係點樣好技巧咁樣脱離咗神嘅話語嘅教訓上邊。
You see, one teaching in the Old Testament says that you shall not boil a kid, that is a young lamb, in its mother's milk.
喺舊約裏邊有一段聖經係提到，我哋唔能夠將一隻細小嘅羔羊用佢媽媽嘅奶嚟煮。
Now, the teaching is this, the idea is, so there becomes a problem, you see. It means you must not mix the milk with the meat.
所以呢度我哋又睇到一個問題，呢一個問題係咪話我哋唔能夠將嗰啲羊肉溝埋嗰啲奶嗰度呢？
That is what the rabbis got out of it.
呢一個就係舊時嗰啲夫子想脫離聖經嘅話語上面所作出嘅結論。
That's what they thought it meant. That's what they thought it means. That you must not mix the milk and the meat.
哦，呢啲就係嗰陣時嗰啲夫子嘅人，佢以為呢段經文係咁解嘅意思。
As time went on, the rabbis, the Jewish teachers, got even more complicated.
跟隨著時間嘅進展，嗰啲夫子對於聖經嘅解釋更加嘅複雜。
And that is to say, the steam from the meat must not mix with the steam from the milk.
佢哋複雜到咩嘅情況咧？就係複雜到佢話喺水裏邊發出嚟嘅蒸氣唔能夠同喺肉裏邊發出嚟嘅蒸氣溝埋一齊。
Now the newspaper was saying that this presented certain problems in the hospital in Israel.
佢話，但係嗰段報紙亦都係講到，佢話我哋咁樣做嘅話，喺以色列嘅醫院裏邊就發生咗一個問題啦。
Because while you are pushing this thing down, the, you know, the trolley of food for the patients, the steam is all going across with each other, you see.
佢話：當你喺醫院啊，嗰啲有人送嗰啲食物俾個病人嘅時候，嗰啲食物嘅氣咧就會咁樣流溢出嚟。
Because you have the hot milk and the hot meat and the steam is all blowing around, and so all is breaking the law according to the rabbi.
因為嗰啲食物之中又有奶發出嚟嘅蒸氣同埋肉發出嚟嘅蒸氣係溝埋，咁樣佢哋就對聖經嘅原則有咗抵觸。
So having got themselves into this great difficulty, the problem was how to prevent these two from mixing.
好啦，當佢哋諗咗呢一個問題出嚟嘅時候，佢哋就問自己啦：我點樣先至可以避免呢兩樣嘢溝埋一齊咧
？But even if you prevent this, if you could manage to prevent the steam from mixing, can you be sure, for example, that when you eat the meat, that you, if you drink a mouthful of milk, you are in trouble with the law because, I mean, the milk and the meat is mixing in your stomach, you see?
呢度亦都係有另外一個問題。佢話：或者你話，當你食嘅食物嘅時候，兩樣氣體唔能夠溝埋，但係當你食嗰陣時候，當你飲一口奶嘅時候，又食一啖肉嘅時候，呢兩樣嘢喺你嘅肚裏面會混合，呢個亦都係問題。
Or for example, if you have steak and you put a piece of butter on it, you are breaking the law again, according to the rabbi.
所以當你食牛排嘅時候，你抌一嚿牛油喺裏面，對於嗰陣時嘅夫子嚟講，你已經係犯咗法。
Or even if you eat the steak separately and you eat a piece of butter bread, again it's mixed in your stomach, so you have trouble again.
或者你首先話我食一塊牛排，而跟住咧就食一塊麵包同埋牛油嘅話，你都係犯咗法，因為嗰兩樣嘢喺你嘅肚裏邊都係繼續嘅混合。
Now the Jews are very clever people, of course.
你可以諗下，或者猶太人係一個相當聰明嘅民族。
So having pondered this a bit, they thought of a way to solve the problem.
咁佢哋咧就諗咗呢條問題好耐啦。咁佢哋最後咧，俾佢哋諗出一個方法嚟解決。
Now it seems to me there is a simpler way to solve the problem than the one they took.
以我自己嚟講咧。去解決呢個問題係有一個更加簡單嘅方法。
The simpler way would be look at the Old Testament and see what the Old Testament actually said。
呢一個方法就簡單得很，我哋只要睇下舊約，實證舊約教訓我哋係咩嘅意思，我哋就知啦。
It only said do not cook a kid in its mother's milk. Don't cook the kid in its mother's milk. That's very simple。
但係舊約只係同我哋講，我哋唔能夠用母親嘅奶嚟煮嗰只細小嘅羊。
The reason for this, of course, was really to teach the Israelites not to be cruel.
呢一段經文教訓以色列人就係叫佢哋唔好咁殘酷。
And but of course the thing got more complicated after the learned theologians had finished with it.
但係經過好多神學家所講所解釋之後，嗰段經文就變咗更加嘅複雜。
And so in the end they landed themselves with a problem, and they cannot expound the Bible as it should be expounded because they have to listen to their rabbis.
到最後，佢哋得出咗一個結論，但係佢哋都唔能夠解釋呢一個方法，因為佢哋所聽解釋呢個問題嘅方法，只係聽嗰啲夫子嘅方法，而呢個係錯誤嘅方解釋。
So how to solve the problem?
咁我問下你，你點樣解決呢條問題咧
？Well, as I said, the Jews are clever people. There's no problem they can't solve some way or other and get around the law. The law they themselves made.
所以我同你講過，以色列人係幾聰明嘅人嚟嘅，所以對於佢哋嚟講，冇一條問題可以難到佢哋。
They found that one rabbi had said that any food that a dog refuses to eat is not food by definition.
喺佢哋裏邊有一條經文就係咁樣話，佢話如果夫子認為一個成年人唔應該食呢樣食物嘅話，呢樣食物就唔能夠食。
Now you see, if you give a steak to a dog, of course he will eat it.
所以咧，當然你俾一塊牛排個成年人嘅話，佢一定一口就食咗佢啦。
But now the Jews had a way to discover how the dog will not eat it. How the dog will not eat the steak.
但係猶太人咧有一個方法，睇下嗰只狗點樣唔食呢塊牛排。
Now they were very clever. They discovered that if you put a little bit of pine oil on the meat, the dog will not eat it.
但係佢哋咧知道，如果你搽一啲少少油響嗰塊牛排嗰度咧，嗰只狗就唔會食嗰塊牛排。
Pine oil 係松樹的油啊，松樹。
當佢哋發現，如果你當係搽啲松樹嘅油喺嗰塊牛排嗰度咧，只狗就唔會食嗰塊牛排。
Now when you eat it, you cannot taste the pine oil.
但係當人類食嗰塊牛排嘅時候，人類唔會發覺到裏邊有啲咁嘅油響度。
So it will not affect your taste of the food.
所以對於人類嚟講，呢啲咁嘅油 對於佢哋嘅植物係全無影響。
But somehow the dog will not eat it.
但係咧，嗰只狗就唔同啦，只狗就唔會食啦。
Oh, that's an important discovery.
但係佢哋話：啊，呢個係相當偉大嘅發明。
Wow, how long they worked in the laboratories and in the animal pens to discover that is really something. He must have tested everything to find what would prevent the dog from eating the meat.
我諗佢哋咧就。他们得出来的结论就相当欢喜了，因为他们在动物身上做了这么多的实验，到最后他们 发明了这条这样的定律。
Now having discovered this, it is wonderful because now you can eat the steak because the dog won't eat it, it's not food anymore. By rabbinic definition, it's not food. Therefore, you can put butter on it, cream on it, pour the milk on it, do what you like, drink cups of milk, and you never break the law.
咁佢就發現咗呢條定律之後咧，佢就滿心歡喜啦。佢話：啊，呢塊牛排呢只狗唔食嘅話，佢唔係食物啦。所以唔係食物嘅話咧，我就可以搽啲牛油啊，又可以同埋啲奶一齊嚟飲啊。咁因為冇事啦，因為呢樣唔係食物嚟嘅。
In fact, you can even go further. Now you can actually boil the kid in its mother's milk because the kid is also not food. The dog will not eat it.
其實佢哋仲可以繼續咁樣做落去。佢哋可以將呢只咁嘅細嘅羊用佢媽媽嘅奶嚟煮，因為佢哋話呢樣都唔係食物嚟嘅。
And when I read this, I thought of the words of the Lord Jesus, you make naught the word of God through your traditions.
当我看到这段新闻的时候，我就记起主耶稣基督所讲的一段经文，他说你们废弃了一切的律法。
If through your traditions.
你们藉着你们的传统来将一切的律法来废掉。
Now, we may look at the Jews and think about them and we feel very superior. We don't do such ridiculous things.
当我们想想犹太人所做的一切行径之后，我们就可以自我很开心地说，我们不会做这些这样的蠢事的。
I fear that Christians are just about as good at doing such things.
但是我跟你们说，基督徒也是做这么愚蠢的事。
I think we have to be more humble and examine our own hypocrisy.
我们要每一个人都是很小心地体察一下我们内心里面的虚伪。
For it's so easy for us to say, yes, the Jews, of course they're hypocrites, they're a whole bunch of hypocrites.
或者对于我们来说，我们很容易就说，当然那些犹太人是假冒为善的人。
We see the great beam sticking in their eye.
我们看到在他眼中有一条很大的梁顶了出来。
Only trouble is that actually the beam is in our own eye.
但是那个麻烦就是我们的眼中也有一条这么大的梁在这里。
So often when I see the way Christians deal with the teaching of the Lord Jesus, I say we are every bit as hypocritical as the Jews.
当我看到很多基督徒怎样处理神的话语的时候，我们都要跟他说，他们也都是好像当时的犹太人一样那么假冒为善。
Jesus said, except a man take up his cross and follow me, he cannot be my disciple. Which preacher wants to say that? Oh, let's talk about another passage.
所以当我们看到圣经里面教训我们主耶稣基督怎样说的时候，他说除非你是背有个十字架的时候，否则你不能够做我的门徒。很多的牧者都不想解这段这样经文，他们一看到这里说，啊，好了，不如看一下第二段经文好了。
They want to tell us, actually, it has nothing to do with our salvation, you know.
那些牧者会跟你们说，这段这样经文跟我们的救恩完全没有关系的。
Presumably, being a Christian has nothing to do with our salvation. If so, what has to do with our salvation?
咁以佢哋嘅見解嚟講，佢話我哋做基督徒同我哋嘅救恩完全冇關係嘅話，咁呢個救恩同我哋本身係有咩嘅關係咧
？And when a preacher comes along and says this is vital that we listen to the words of the Lord Jesus, they say, ha ha, look, he's preaching salvation by works。
當有一個牧者對於你哋講話，你哋要聽呢段咁嘅經文嘅時候，好多人嘅反應就係話，啊呢、這個人講緊救恩嘅事啦。
It doesn't matter what Jesus said.It's what the teacher says, it's what the pastor says, what the rabbi says that matters now.
他们的意思就是说主耶稣基督怎样讲是无关重要的，他们认为最重要的就是那个牧者怎样讲，那些夫子怎样讲。
And so with our Christian traditions and our Christian doctrines, we make void the teaching of the Lord.
所以他们以为我们跟着基督徒的传统，跟着基督徒的学说，我们可以不听主耶稣基督的教训。
So I say we need to beginby seeing what kind of hypocrisy is in our lives.
所以我要跟你们说，我们每一个人要看看我们是怎样的虚伪。
For by the time we have finished looking at the words of Jesus, we are not going to do it.
当我们看完主耶稣基督的教训之后，我们要记住我们不要再做这些这样的事。
And the words of the Lord Jesus in Luke chapter 6 and verse 46 come straight to my heart, where he says, Why do you call me Lord, Lord, and do not do the things that I say?
但係好似喺路加福音第六章第四十六節嗰度咁樣，主耶穌基督對我哋話：你們為什麼呼我主我主我，卻不遵行我的話行呢？
What's your answer to that question？
你對於呢條問題嘅答案又係乜嘢呢？
To the Lord's own question。
呢一個就係你點樣回答主耶穌基督親自嘅問題。
Why do you call me Lord, Lord, and you don't do it when I say, take up your cross and follow me? You say, yeah, Lord, Lord, and then you never do it.
但是为什么你们在口里面就呼我说主啊主啊，而我叫你们背起我的十字架的时候，你们就不背起呢？
Or else we say, well, I don't really understand what you mean, Lord.
但是你可以对主耶稣基督说，主啊，我不知道你在说什么。
And anyway, the preacher said that I don't have to take up my cross and follow me because the other preacher I listened to says that all I have to do is just believe in you, you have done everything, I do nothing, and now you tell me to take up the cross. Well, you couldn't have meant that, Lord. I'm sure the preacher is right.
我不明白你这句是什么意思，就是因为我听那些牧者说，他说我得救完全跟这个十字架没关系，而你的经文就对于我，就对我说，我一定要拿一个十字架，所以我很矛盾，我都不知道应该怎么做啊，主啊。
You see, as hypocrisy is the most dangerous and the most besetting sin for the religious person.
所以我们在这里看到虚伪是一个最大的罪恶。
We see the Jews have constantly fallen into this when they did not want to face up to the word of God.
当我们看到犹太人当他不想面对着神的话语的时候，他们是多么虚伪。
They can think of ways to nullify the word of God.
他们可以想出很多方法去忘记神的教训。
And as we go into the Gospels, we will find other examples of this.
当我们继续看福音的时候，我们看到很多，我们会看到很多很多的例子。
But alas, brothers and sisters, the Christians do the same.
但是弟兄姊妹，到最后我们基督徒都是做这样的事。
And those who preach the words of Jesus come under attack.
当那些真的要传扬主耶稣基督的话语的时候 的人就会受到别人的攻击。
Now, we must consider carefully the words of the Lord. Nobody will ever get to the kingdom of God. Nobody is ever going to find salvation in Christ without listening to his words.
所以我们弟兄姊妹，我们要很细心地想下神的话语，因为我们知道神对我们说，如果我们是不得到他的救恩的时候，我们不会进入天国里面。
So by the time I finish, I would like to have no one say to me, I didn't understand what Jesus meant when he said take up his cross. I mean, the disciples could understand it. I mean, that was the day when people got crucified. Today they don't crucify anybody, so I don't know how it applies to me.
所以弟兄姊妹，我希望你们今天听完这一段经文之后，你们每一个人都知道背起十字架是什么意思，不要以为说 我不明白这个意思，因为背起十字架只是当时的门徒明白的事，因为他们在当时是一个钉十字架的刑罚，而我今天没有，所以我不知道。
Well, what then does it mean?
这样我问了，这个究竟是什么意思呢？
The Lord Jesus leaves us in no doubt as to what it means in daily life.
主耶稣基督很明显地说给我们知，背起十字架在我们日常生活之中是一个什么的态度。
And you will be surprised to find that those words were familiar to you. The question only is whether you did it.
其实这个答案的问题对于我们每一个人来说都是相当的熟悉的，但是我们不知道就不知道在哪里。
This is what the Lord Jesus says in John chapter 13 and verse 34.
这一个就是主耶稣基督对于我们来说的话，就在约翰福音第13章第34节。
And remarkably, at the last Friday Bible study, we actually read this verse.
在上一个星期我们的查经班的时候，我们都是读过这一节的经文。
This is what it reads, A new commandment I give to you, that you love one another, even as I have loved you.
所以主耶稣基督在约翰福音第13章第34节那里就这样说，他说我赐给你们一条真命令，乃要你们彼此相爱，我怎样爱你们，你们也要怎样相爱。
You say, well, I know this.
你会说，我知道这条诫命。
Yes, that is where your condemnation is.
这个就是你被定罪的事情了。
For when did you do it?
其实你知道，但是因为你没做到。
Have you also found explanations and excuses for not doing it?
你会不会为自己因为没做到这件事 的时候而找藉口呢？
Look at these words again. A new commandment I give to you, that you love one another, even as I have loved you, that you also love one another.
我们应该要细心地再看一下这段经文，主耶稣基督对于我们每一个人，他说我赐给你一条新的诫命，乃是要你们彼此的相爱，我怎样爱你们，你们都要怎样的相爱。
Well, what's new about this commandment?
你们会不会知道这条新的诫命新在哪里呢？
We shall see in a moment. But so concerned is that the Lord Jesus that his disciples should clearly understand him, that he repeats this command two more times within the next chapter. I should say, in fact, in the next two chapters. Now, we will only look at the verses in John chapter 15, where he repeats it the other time. John chapter 15 and verse 12.
其他一道地方主耶稣基督重复过这个问题，这一节经文嘅就喺约翰福音第十五章第十二节嗰度。
Here he says this: This is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you.
主耶稣基督喺约翰福音第十五章第十二节嗰度咁样话，佢话你们要彼此相爱，像我爱你们一样，这就是我的命令。Verse
17, he says it one more time: This I command you.
在同一章第十七节嗰度，主耶稣基督再讲一次，佢话我系咁样吩咐你哋
，to love one another，
去彼此嘅相爱。
Now when we look at this， you will say， well， where is this？ What connection has this got with taking up the cross and following Jesus？
当你睇咗呢几节嘅经文之后，你哋会唔会自己问下自己话呢几节经文同背起十字架有咩关系咧？
And the answer to that question is also the answer to why it's a new command。
佢哋有關係嘅意思，亦都係俾我哋睇到點解呢條叫做新嘅戒命。It
does not just say love one another.
主耶穌基督並唔係話彼此嘅相愛。That
wouldn't even be enough.
佢話咁樣都係唔夠嘅。And
we haven't even done that.
但係而我哋自己嚟講，我哋連呢個咁簡單嘅地步都未人做到。Love
one another as I have loved you.
佢話：你哋彼此嘅相愛，好似我愛你哋一樣。Now
this is the point.
呢一點就係我要所講嘅一點。And
this is my concentration is not going to be about loving one another, but as I have loved you. Those are the words.
我同你哋所講嘅重點就唔係要彼此相愛，而係好似我愛你一樣嘅嗰一段經文一樣。Now
we can see the connection with taking up the cross.
我哋明白咗呢段經文之後，我哋就會睇到呢段經文同背起十字架嘅關係。
You are following him in his love. You love as he loved. That means he is walking in front, you are following behind. As he loved, you love.
我们这么做就是说，我们跟随主耶稣基督的去做一样，好像他爱我，我们跟随着他，爱人家一样。And
love is now defined not in terms of some feeling or emotion, but defined in terms of the cross.
所以我哋喺呢度睇到爱呢个字，并唔系话本身情感嘅问题，唔系本身好冲动嘅问题，而系对十字架嘅关系嘅问题。
As I loved you and went and go to the cross for you, so you will love one another. In the same way, going to the cross for one another.
佢话我爱你，爱到将自己被钉喺十字架上边而死一样，所以你哋要彼此嘅相爱，亦都要爱到呢一个咁嘅地步。That
is exactly the words in 1 John 3:16.
呢一个亦都系好似系喺约翰一书第三章第十六节所讲嘅一样。
As I have said before, many people know John 3:16, but they don't know 1 John 3:16.
我以前讲过，好多人好清楚约翰福音三章十六节，但系佢哋咧就唔知道约翰一书三章十六节里边所嘅经文系咩。And
it is urgent that Christians should memorize that marvelous verse.
呢一段经文系应该每一个基督徒都要明白嘅。And
there we read, by this we know love, that he laid down his life for us, and we ought to lay down our lives for the brethren.
所以喺约翰一书三章第十六节嗰度，主耶稣基督系对我嚟咁讲，佢话主为我们舍命，我们从此就知道何为爱，我们也当为弟兄舍命。Now
the preacher who quotes only the first half of the verse, yes, he laid down his life for us and stopped there, is not telling the whole truth.
但係好多牧者對於你哋所講呢一段經文嘅時候，佢哋淨係只係講第一節，佢話主為我們捨命，就唔讀其他嘅嗰一節啦。But
he goes on, and we ought, the ought is obligation. We are under obligation to lay down our life for the brethren.
呢一度佢跟住話，我哋應當為弟兄捨命，應當呢個字係一個義務嘅意思喺裏邊。
In other words, the Apostle John is saying the very same thing about taking up the cross and following Jesus. Jesus took up the cross, and we also have to take up the cross and follow him.
所以約翰在這裏跟我們所說的意思，亦都是背起十字架的意思。他說主要為我們的罪，為我們背起這個十字架，我們都要為我們的弟兄背起這個十字架。
He laid down his life for the brethren. Therefore, if we are following him, we must also lay down our lives for the brethren. That is discipleship.
他說主要為我們的弟兄捨命，所以我們都要為我們的弟兄捨命。
But alas, we hardly know anything about laying down our lives for anyone else. We would hardly lay down our time and money, never mind our lives.
但其實我們永遠都沒有做到這一點，我們何時有為我們的弟兄捨命呢？其實我們為我們的弟兄捨棄錢財、捨棄時間，我們都是不捨得。This
is what I mean by hypocrisy.
這就是我對你們說假冒為善的意思。This
is what the Lord Jesus said. You take up your cross and follow me means as I love, so you also love.
所以主耶穌基督對於我們來說，他說你要背起這個十字架跟隨我，正如我愛你一樣，你要彼此的相愛。
And this word means, in the original, means to love in the same way as I love. Not just love because I love, because that then leaves us no clear idea to what extent we love. But in the same way that I have loved, so you in that same way will love one another.
這個愛在原文的意思就是說，主耶穌基督要對我們說，並不是說因為主愛我，我們要愛其他的弟兄姊妹。這個意思就是說，好像主怎樣愛我們一樣，我們要好像主愛我們的一樣的愛我們的弟兄。And
the same way means that as he died for others, so we also will die for one another.
這裡的意思也是主為我們來捨命，所以我們都要為我們的弟兄而捨命。
Now remember, none of this is what I said. This is what the Lord said.
所以我要你們明白，我所講嘅每一節經文，唔係我自己所講嘅，而係主耶穌基督自己所講嘅。
And if you think that all you need to do is enjoy the love of Jesus for you, and you don't have to lay down your life for anyone else, you don't know what is discipleship, you don't know what it means to be a Christian. In short, you don't know what it is to be saved.
咁你以為話啊，主耶穌基督為我哋而捨命，我哋其他咩事都唔使理啦。如果你咁樣做嘅時候，你就唔知道作門徒嘅代價，你就唔知道跟隨佢嘅意思係乜嘢。But
what do we really see in the churches?
但係喺今日我哋喺教會裏面睇到啲咩嘅景況？We
see bickering between church and church. Bickering, arguing between church and church.
但我們今天在教會看到一個現象，就是教會彼此的爭吵。
Between Christian and Christian.
是基督徒彼此的爭吵。
For anyone who loves God, it's a shame.
對於任何一個愛神來說，這種現象是一個羞辱。
The state of the church is an agony to our hearts.
今天的教會的境況對於我們心裡來說是一個很大的打擊。
And why should we make excuses? Every non-Christian can look at us and see it. See, you are a bunch of hypocrites and they are right.
為什麼我們要自己為自己找藉口呢? 因為那些非基督徒都是看到，因為我們的行為就表現出我們都是一個假冒為善的人。
Just look at the way you treat one another.
你看看你自己怎樣對待你的弟兄，你就知道。In
the verse in John 13 that we had just read, in 34, the next verse, 35, the Lord Jesus says, that's how everybody shall know that you are my disciples, because you love one another.
所以正如在耶穌基督對於我們剛才在33章所說的一樣，在第13章跟我們所說的一樣，跟著他在34節對於我們所說的那條35節，他在34節對於我們說完那條新的界面之後，他就在35節繼續跟我們說這樣愛的真諦。
If you can read it in
Chinese，在約翰福音第13章第35節嗰度，主耶穌基督係咁樣講，佢話：你們若有彼此相愛的心，眾人因此就認出你是我的門徒了。And
somebody may say to me, well, don't speak like this. You will be disgracing the church in front, if there are non-Christians listening. I don't have to disgrace the church. They can see it for themselves.
但係即係好多人咧就會對於我嚟提醒我話啊，你唔好咁樣講嘅，因為你咁樣講嘅話，你對教會係一個好大嘅羞辱嘅。但係我對於你哋講，非基督徒佢係有眼可睇，我哋每一個人係點樣嘅彼此嘅待遇。
And I see Christians who cannot get on with Christians.
我亦都睇到基督徒唔能夠同基督徒相處。
One criticizing the other.
佢哋彼此嘅批評。
And you would lay down your lives for one another? What hypocrisy!
而你哋都唔能夠做到彼此嘅相愛，你仲竟然間話我要為我嘅弟兄捨命嘅話，你當你講呢句説話嘅時候，你係幾咁虛偽咧
？How are you going to fulfill the Lord's teaching and the Lord's command？
你點樣能夠完成咗主俾我哋嘅新界命，俾佢俾我哋嘅 新嘅工作。
How can you claim to be a disciple of Christ？
你怎样能够大声疾呼咁样话我系主嘅门徒咧
？How can you go out with this glorious label of being a Christian and then disgracing that glorious name？
你怎能够跨喺呢个基督徒嘅名誉而走到出嚟侮辱主嘅名咧
？Let us look into this more carefully。
我哋希望继续深入咁样睇下呢一节嘅经文。
As I have loved you, so you will love one another。
佢话好似我点样爱你哋，你哋都要点样彼此嘅相爱一样。
That is my command. It is not an option. It is not a choice for you.
佢话呢一个就系我嘅新嘅诫命，并唔系你有选择嘅余地。呢一个亦都系你一定要做到嘅地步。
You can choose whether you want to be a Christian or not. But once you become a Christian, you do not choose whether you will love or not. You are under obligation to love. You are under command.
当你未成为基督徒之前，你有选择，你应唔应该接受呢一条新嘅诫命？但系当你接受咗主嘅救恩，成为一个基督徒之后，你就冇选择嘅余地，你一定要爱。
From this it means that every failure of love is an act of disobedience and rebellion against the Lord.
所以我哋喺呢度睇到爱嘅失败就系我哋对神抗拒嘅时候所发生嘅后果。
Well, if we are going to follow Him in His love, we have to understand His love better.
当我哋跟随自己嘅旨。嘅爱走呢条道路嘅时候，我哋会继续咁样认识佢呢个爱。
How did he love us？
佢点样爱我哋咧
？What did that love mean？
呢一种爱系咩嘅意思咧
？Well, first we see that it means compassion。
我哋喺呢度睇到呢个爱就系对于我哋系一个
compassion, care, loving concern。
哦，呢个爱对于我哋嚟讲系一个即系好关切嘅表现。
We can see that in many places that he had compassion on us.
我哋喺其他嘅经节嗰度都睇到主耶稣基督对于我哋系有一个好大嘅爱心。
For example, in Matthew 9:36,
好似喺马太福音第九章第36节嗰度。
Or Matthew 14 and verse 14.
好似亦都系喺马太福音第14章第14节嗰度一样。
Or 18:27,
或者系第18章第27节嗰度一样。
So many references on and on.
当我们看到圣经的时候，我们找到很多的经节都是讲这件事情。
Jesus had profound compassion. He cared for the people.
主耶稣基督对于我们有无限的爱心，他对我们每一个人有很大的关怀。
But when you mix with Christians, how many do you see that they have any sense of caring?
但是当你在基督徒的人的群众底下，你会看到他们有多大的爱心。
When did they care about the brother and sister?
那些基督徒他何时有为他们的弟兄姊妹做过关心的事呢？
So the few people who have to care have so many to care for that they have no time to care for each one properly.
他们有或者有少数的人，他们是很关怀其他的人，但是他们因为关怀其他的人用了时间，他们都没有时间关怀这几个自己里面的人。
Whereas the others, when you talk to them, you can see from the attitude, they don't really care about anyone else.
当我们跟其他很多人倾谈的时候，我们会在他的言语之中，我们看到他对别人是没有一个关怀的心。
Their whole thinking revolves around themselves.
他们的思想只是为他自己的好处来着想。
Isn't that so grievous to see?
这个是不是很悲惨的事？
And worst of all, when it appears in those who call themselves disciples or Christians, as we saw in the New Testament, it means the same thing.
但是最悲惨的事就是这些事情发生在被称为基督徒的人的身上。
But secondly, if we care, then what happens? It's not just talk, it is involvement.
第二点我们看到爱是什么意思呢？爱并不是说口讲就算了，而是我们要在我们日常生活之中是有一个委身在这里。
We see that in Hebrews chapter 2 verses 11 to 14 that because we were flesh and blood, so he involved himself in us and took on himself flesh and blood.
所以我们在这里也都是在希伯来书第二章第十二节至第十四节那里，他说讲到，
You can first just read verse 14.
Okay, 所以在希伯来书第二章第十四节那里，上帝是对我们这样讲，他说儿女既同有血肉之体，他也照样亲自成了血肉之体，特要藉着死败坏那掌死权的，就是魔鬼。
But to take on flesh is also to take on our problems, our troubles, our sins.
但是我们有血肉之躯的意思就是说我们里面是要满有罪状在里面。
To get involved is to get involved in their troubles too.
当我们要在这件事上有份，就是要在他的困难的事上都要有份。
And what's the Christian attitude? Well, I have enough troubles of my own.
但今天的基督徒的态度就是什么呢？他就说、啊、我本身已经有太多的问题了。
I don't want to get involved in somebody else's troubles.
我不想其他人的问题，其他人的难题都附在我的身上。
And so we forget the words of the Lord, as I have loved you, so you will love. As I involve myself with you, so you involve yourself with one another.
所以他们就忘记了主耶稣基督对我们的教训，说你们要彼此的相爱，好像我怎样爱你们一样，因为他们都没有时间关心到别人了。
We got to learn to bear each other's problems.
我们应该要学习为别人 的困难 而彼此的帮助。
His problems may be financial, that means I'm involved with him, I've got to take on his financial problems too.
当其他的人有经济上的问题的时候，我们应该要帮助他解决这个经济的困难。
That means if he has problems of health, I have involved myself also in seeing in what way I can help.
当其他嘅人喺身体上边有问题嘅时候，你都应该帮忙佢哋解决。你应该谂下，我点样可以帮到呢个弟兄呢？
None of this is optional. Remember this: we are under command. We are not free to choose.
冇一件我正话所讲嘅事情系我哋有选择嘅余地嘅，我哋一定要做到呢啲事情，因为呢啲系我哋嘅义务。
You are free to choose whether you become a Christian or not, whether you become a disciple or not, but you are not free to choose once you become a Christian how you will live that Christian life. That is ordered for us.
当你未成为基督徒之后，你有权选择你做唔做基督徒，你做唔做门徒。但系你做咗门徒之后，你就冇选择嘅余地，你要有义务嚟做到同埋完成你呢、这个。基督徒的责任。
That means if you don't want to be involved with a brother and sister next to you, then just forget about being a Christian. That's as straightforward as that.
当你对你坐你隔离嗰位弟兄或者姊妹，你都冇一个关怀同情心嘅时候，你应该就唔好做基督徒啦。
This means though, being involved with him, as I say, could bring on all kinds of problems for you.
同另外一个人有关系嘅意思就系话，佢嘅困难可能都系附响你嘅身上。
That's the reason you don't want to be involved with him.
呢个嘅意思就系你唔想同佢。